What stock do you believe is better than Apple?
Man, I hate to say it. And I love my baby Apple, right? I could argue, though, especially if we're looking at beta, I think Eli Lilly probably is the greatest company right now in the entire stock market. Virtually no.
Why?
Great question. Virtually no drawdown, so the stock has not dropped. And regardless of what happens in the world, okay, so if, let's say we go into like a zombie apocalypse, which I pray never happens, are people going to really be worried about FaceTiming and, well, the cell networks are going to go down. But the healthcare space is still going to rise and do well. We've seen through COVID, so we go through these 100-year cycles. The Black Plague happened, and of course, the virus of 1928 and 1918 happened. COVID happened. With cancer rates rising, healthcare rates rising, healthcare insurance rates rising, that healthcare space is probably the safest space to invest in because people are always going to be sick. They're always going to need, unfortunately, in the Western civilization, they're always going to need some kind of medicine to help them. And Eli Lilly leadership reminds me a lot. I was talking to BD yesterday. They remind me a lot of like Dan Cathy's team. They're really quiet. They won't make a lot of noise, but behind the scenes, they're trying to find a way to own everything in that supply chain.
Well, the thing about it is that Apple can go into healthcare.
Absolutely, which I predicted about the insurance. Yeah.
They are going into healthcare.
But they won't go into pharma, though, because they don't want that regulation.
Okay. But Eli Lilly can't go into Apple's. They can go into Eli Lilly's house, but they can't go into Apple's house. That, you know, Apple is, they can do anything. Apple literally can do anything. There's nothing that Apple, can't do.
And the cash flow says that they can do it too.
Eli Lilly is extremely good at what they do, but they can't do everything.
I think it's a mistake to try and do everything. We see that with Zuckerberg and Meta. They try to do marketplace. They're destroying Instagram slowly but surely. TikTok's coming to take their lunch. They're trying to do AR, VR, $50 billion invested. Huge mistake for a product that no one wants.
But I think it's also, one thing with Apple is that, you're right, you can't stretch yourself too thin, but they stick to a few things and they always dominate it. So it's like they start out with computers and then they start dominating that space. And then they go completely 180 to music. Mm-hmm. People just automatically assume Apple Music, and like it's just so synonymous with music. But at the time, it was a revolutionary thing. Like Apple is a computer company that's going into mm-hmm. music. Apple dominates music. Like if you think about it, Apple is the biggest force in music, from mm-hmm. Apple Radio.
Apple was the first culture vulture.
Well, yeah. So now they dominate they dominate music, right? So now it's like they're very strategic in the areas that they go into. So there's talks of them going into the EV space. There's talks of them going to the healthcare space. So I feel like if they do decide to really put a plant in those spaces,
yeah,
it's going to be years of planning. It's going to be extremely thought out, and you know they don't really lose too often.
Yeah, you forgot. I agree. You forgot the biggest space, communications. They weren't a phone company, but they dominate the phone company.
Mm-hmm. Right? And the app store.
And you think about tablets, right? They dominated that. Wearables, forget about it. Beats by mm-hmm. Dre was a thing, and then they bought Beats by Dre.
Great acquisition.
Wearable space, the Airbuds, and now when they, you know, obviously the glasses are soon to come, they'll be dominating that space.
But even online, the app store is an interesting thing too. Because if you really think about it, that's an online marketplace for a variety of things, all things that you function with. I don't even know how to fully explain it.
It's the greatest toll road ever.
And they dominate that space.
Mm-hmm. 30%.
They dominate the space of, no, they get 30% of revenue, but I'm saying they dominate that whole space. Their only competition
if you have an app on it.
They're getting 30% of everything.
The only competition is, what's the Android thing called?
Google Play.
Exactly.
They have no competition.
Nobody.
I know. These are all points that I've made throughout the. Go watch every episode of Market Mondays if you want to be rich. Even 2 years ago, I predicted they were getting to the insurance space. I agree 1,000%. If we're looking at beta, though, everyone go Google, what is the beta of a stock? Eli Lilly's beta is 0.33. You want to be in businesses where the risk is very low. That is an amazing. 2008, December 1st, the stock was at $29.38. As of today, it was at $359.90. Mm. Average volume, 2.86 million shares per day. Yield is 1.09%. Earnings per share is 6.27. That thing is a cash cow.
Yeah. And they're reporting tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So we'll get to see their quarter, obviously, today.
Yeah.
We had, who was it? CVS is on Wednesday. They had Stryker today. So the healthcare earnings are going to be coming in now. So
we'll see. Yeah. And for, I need to say, for the record, I'm not replacing Apple as my top stock. It's still two tech, two index, the two tech are Microsoft and Apple. Put yes in chat if you've been hearing me say that since the very beginning of the show. I was saying this back in 2015. Stance has not changed. But I will say Eli Lilly, in terms of how it's run, and if you're looking for lower risk, that beta definitely tells the story.
Okay.
And I'm going to say this too, historically. If you tune into the show, you don't need to listen to anybody else. We've been right on too much. We've told you Apple, told you Microsoft, called when a recession was going to happen in October, told you when Bitcoin was going to fall apart. We'll get to Doge in a second. Told you to reinvest in Doge at 5 cents. It's been up 95%. What more do you want from me?
You don't need no anybody. It's like Essence. Shout out to WizKid. You don't need nobody.
You don't know nobody else. And everyone who said, hey, a bunch of people said I was wrong about Facebook being a death of. Why don't I ever see any of them at the exchange or Meta or the meetings with Square, or they have no meetings with UTA? Come on. Everyone copied the model. I keep saying it. Follow the leader.
Follow the leader.
Shout out to Rock.
Follow the leader.
Shout out to
The
18th letter.
Shout out to Rocket. Dogecoin is back on the rise. It's now the time to invest. The mighty, mighty Dogecoin.
The Dogefather himself.
The invincible Dogecoin.
I'm torn, but since Elon has retaken over control of Twitter, and I know the use of some offensive words have went up 500% since he's taken over. Well, I'm going to stick with the financials, then we can go to the political. I think everyone is wondering how he is going to raise revenue. If he owns that platform now, and even though he borrowed a lot of the money from the bank and he financed the buy of Twitter, still a loan that he has to pay off, I would not be very surprised if Elon puts a considerable amount of time into pumping Doge and a couple other crypto to push over the next couple of months. I said maybe 8 months ago, 5 cents and 11 was the price to get in. If you got in at 11, great. Five was even better. I still don't like it as an asset class. For me, it's always going to be a swing trade. It's not a long-term hold. But for those of you that are getting in at lower prices, it'd be a good time to get in around that 5 cent or 3 cent mark, hold it for maybe 6-7 months. Is it ever going to take over how people thought it was? No. Is AMC or GameStop going to take over? Absolutely not. But it is a good trade if you catch it at 5 cent or 3 cent.
Yeah, I'm glad you made that disclaimer between a swing trade and a long-term hold, because most people will just hear the sound bite and say, oh, they said to invest in Doge. I still don't know its use case.
There's no use case for it.
I don't think anyone's going to find the use case. So it's tough for me to say, like, okay, you should invest in that. Could you swing trade it and make money? Yeah, you could. But trading has considerable risk. So make sure.
Please consult your advisor. I know one by the name of Rashad Bilal. Trap, let me use your remix. Don't touch Doge for the long term.
Please.
Chris, clip that up. And Doge has no use case. It is the Tekashi of all the tokens. Purely a troll.
Troll
no coin. Use.
Yes. The troll.
The new. That's a new category.
Troll coin is fire.
My graduates from my school being Forbes. Bag drop.
Bag drop.
A mic drop. Bag drop.
Bag drop.